The sermon text for this, the fifth Sunday in Lent, is from today's Gospel reading. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Thus far the words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus, in his person, is the resurrection and the life. That is what the text before us is about. Jesus is God. He has the authority over life and death. And so the text isn't specifically about Jesus raising Lazarus from the grave. The text is not about the faith of Mary and Martha. Instead, this text is pointing us to the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. John here points out to us just who Jesus is. He is God in the flesh. The raising of Lazarus will not be just a mere demonstration of divine power. Instead, it is the resurrection of Lazarus is to make solid or demonstrate the central Christological claim that Jesus himself is the resurrection and the life. In raising Lazarus from the dead, Jesus makes it evident what is true for all who believe in him. Namely, that union with him, with Jesus, as the Christ of God, saves from that death which is spiritual and eternal. Whoever believes in Jesus will never die forever. This lets us know that there is a forever death, there is an eternal death for those who do not believe in Jesus Christ. As beings who are both physical and spiritual, when we die, our physical bodies cease working. They stop working. They cease to function. But our spirit lives on, awaiting the day of the resurrection. When believers die, they shall be resurrected to eternal life, and the unbeliever will be resurrected to eternal death. There is no ceasing to exist. There is no annihilation. There is only life in the glory of God, or there is being cast into the outer darkness where there is wailing and gnashing of teeth. Of the souls of the unbelievers, Scripture declares that they are kept in prison, a place of punishment. Of the souls of believers, Scripture declares that they are not merely in God's hand, but they are with Christ in paradise. As St. Paul says, I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. Then there is the thief on the cross who is also told, truly I say unto you, this day you will be with me in paradise. These tell us that the souls of believers are in a state of blessed enjoyment of God in paradise. The believers await a resurrection to glory. The unbeliever awaits a resurrection of torment as they are cast into the lake of fire that is prepared for the devil and his angels. Both Mary and Martha believe in the resurrection of the dead on the last day. The question, though, is, what is it that they believe about Jesus? And that is always the question before us. What do we believe about Jesus? Right? People say, I believe in God. Well, good, you believe in God, but what do you believe about God? And that is a very important question. And what did Mary and Martha believe about Jesus? Well, it seems that at this point they were believing that Jesus was a prophet, a man of God, a man through whom God worked to do great and mighty works. But Jesus is more than that. So we must see Jesus as the very Son of God in the flesh. He is the one who does the great and mighty works in and of himself. We must understand that it is Jesus who brings to an end the death of Lazarus, the Son of God who in his own death and resurrection breaks the power of death. Right? So in and of himself, Jesus raises Lazarus from the grave. Now, at our time in salvation history, we can see this. Why? Because we have the luxury of already having had Jesus' death and resurrection. We have already seen through the pages of Holy Scripture Jesus die on the cross and rise again from the grave for us and in our place. It is apparent to us. We know and we trust that Jesus is God. Looking at Mary and Martha and to some extent the grieving Jews in our text, they must believe Jesus to the extent that he is a prophet through whom God works. But he does not have the power in and of himself to raise somebody from the dead. Well, I mean, that's enough idle speculation on what the sisters and the Jews thought about Jesus. Because that's not the issue at hand. Here is the question at hand. Here is the issue at hand. Is Jesus himself in possession of that power and authority which is proper to God? Or does he not have that power and authority? Martha is confident of the resurrection on the last day, but she has not yet made the connection that Jesus is God in the flesh. God in the flesh is exactly who you and I understand Jesus to be. And we have that understanding from Spirit-created faith through the waters of our holy baptism and through the words of sacred Scripture. This word is the word of Holy Scripture, where we individually come to an understanding, in part through the struggles and growing awarenesses of the saints that are recorded for us in the Bible, such as Mary and Martha, Thomas, Peter, and all the other saints of God as recorded in the Bible. We have the benefit of their experiences written down for us so that we can read them and hear them and come to the understanding that, yes, Jesus is exactly who he claims to be. He is God in the flesh. He is the very Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity. We also have the Word himself, that is Jesus. Right? In the beginning, as John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were made through him. Nothing was made that has been made without him. And so this is who Jesus is. He is the Word incarnate, the Word of creation. And he is the one who is standing outside of Lazarus's tomb. And what does he say to Lazarus' sister? Do you believe? He asks her. She says, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world. Right? And Jesus said, he says, your brother will rise again. And she says, I know he will rise again on the resurrection on the last day. And Jesus says those beautiful words, I am the resurrection and the life. He who lives and believes in me will never die. And yet though he die, he who lives and believes in me shall live. Jesus comes and says, he is the one who has the authority of life and death. He is the one who can give life back to Lazarus and life back to us and life back to our loved ones. Jesus declares he is the resurrection and the life. And he does it with his great I am statement. I am. I am the resurrection and the life. And he is not speaking of the general resurrection on the last day. Rather, he is speaking right here and right now of a very particular resurrection, of a very particular man who's lying in a very particular tomb, who's been dead for 4 days. How is the resurrection of Lazarus possible? It is because Jesus is the great I am, the one who spoke to Moses from the burning bush. Jesus is the God who simply is, the one who breathed the breath of life into Adam. And as such, he can breathe the breath of life back into Lazarus. You see, life from the dead already exists in Jesus. Jesus is the guarantee and certainty of life immortal and everlasting and everlasting joy. Jesus is the heart and the center of our life with the Father. He is our redemption and our freedom from the grip of sin and the grip of death. As the resurrection, and again, as the resurrection, Jesus is the one through whom and in whom our separation from God is overcome. In and of himself, Jesus is the one who overcomes death and gives life. We all face death in our lives, whether it's our parents or our children or our loved ones or relatives or friends. We all face death in our lives. And even that, we face our own death. Because unless Jesus returns in glory before we come to death, each and every one of us is going to face our own death. But we can face our own death with confidence that because of our Lord's death and resurrection, and because of our connection to Jesus Christ through faith and his work on our behalf, we have life everlasting. Will we close our eyes in sleep when our body stops working? Yes, we will. But will we die? No. We will live forever. Our soul will speed its way to heaven, there to bask in the joy and the glory of the throne room of God Almighty. And we will be in the presence of God and the Lamb until that day when Christ shouts forth with the trumpet blast of heaven and the voice of the archangel. And on that day, the dead in Christ will rise first. And then we also shall rise from our own graves to meet the Lord in the air. As Jesus himself said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and your minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.